It seems we're diving into the fascinating world of Nostr, Bitcoin, and the ever-evolving landscape of online communication, and a touch of artificial intelligence.
Precisely. And what a multifaceted discussion it promises to be, encompassing everything from the nuances of podcasting preferences to the implications of large language models.
It's particularly intriguing how the author expresses a desire for podcasts tailored to the edge of their knowledge. It's a sentiment many of us share, isn't it? This yearning for intellectual stimulation that pushes our boundaries without being completely overwhelming.
Indeed, it speaks to the sweet spot of learning where curiosity meets comprehension, and it highlights the potential of LLMs to personalize and democratize access to information in unprecedented ways.
The author's perspective on the limitations of current Bitcoin podcasts is also quite relatable. So much of the content seems repetitive, especially for those deeply immersed in the subject matter.
Yeah, it begs the question, how can we leverage technology to curate content that's both informative and engaging, catering to a range of expertise levels?
That's a challenge worth exploring. And it ties into the broader conversation about the role of AI in content creation and curation, doesn't it?
Absolutely. From generating personalized podcasts to filtering out the noise on platforms like Nostr, the possibilities are immense. And this feed we are analyzing highlights the author's experiments with just that.
The author's concerns about LLMs potentially hindering productivity are worth considering, too. It's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
How so?
Well, while LLMs can accelerate certain tasks, they can also introduce new challenges, particularly in coding, as the author points out. Debugging AI-generated code can become a rabbit hole of its own, leading to wasted time and resources.
You're right. It can quickly turn into a very unproductive cycle.
So, we were talking about Bitcoin, Nostr, and all this fascinating stuff. This input we're looking at has some interesting points about various aspects of this space, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I'm particularly struck by the discussion about the practical challenges of implementing security measures in Bitcoin wallets. The example of transitive dependencies in libraries is quite insightful.
Oh, right. The point about how a seemingly harmless library function can be exploited is a bit unnerving. It really underscores the importance of robust security practices, especially in the financial world.
Absolutely. The anecdote about the mycelium wallet and isolating signing functionality is a good illustration of this. It's a shame that such initiatives are often discontinued due to practical hurdles.
Yeah, it highlights the tension between security and usability, right? Developers are constantly grappling with this trade-off.
It seems so. And this input also touches upon a range of other topics. The discussion about censorship resistance in Bitcoin is quite topical, isn't it? Especially with the mention of empty blocks and the exclusion of certain transactions.
Right? It's a complex issue with no easy solutions. The author's point about the importance of honest miners is well taken.
Definitely. The input also delves into the world of AI-powered coding tools. The author's experience with Klein and large code bases is relatable to many developers, isn't it? The frustration of dealing with slow response times and potential crashes.
I see. It speaks to the challenges of integrating LLMs into existing workflows, right? There's a learning curve, and things don't always work seamlessly.
Indeed. And there are snippets here about everything from sleep tracking with smartwatches to the gender ratio on Nostr. It's quite a mix.
It's quite a mix of topics here, from the technical intricacies of Bitcoin wallets to the complexities of international politics.
Yeah, it's fascinating how this individual jumps from LLMs and coding tools to geopolitical commentary and personal anecdotes.
Right. It's a very stream of consciousness kind of feed, isn't it? The bit about hacker-infected Node.js packages stealing from Bitcoin wallets is pretty alarming.
Oh, absolutely. It highlights the constant need for vigilance in the crypto space. And the link to Lori's blog post about transitive dependencies, that's a crucial point, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. How a single vulnerable library can compromise an entire system. It's a bit like a house of cards, right?
Exactly. One weak point and the whole thing collapses. The mention of Google's code sandboxing and RLBox, those are potential solutions, aren't they? For isolating potentially malicious code.
I see. So kind of creating a safe space for running untrusted code. That's smart. And there's this comment about MSATs and Lightning Network channels.
Oh, right. The idea of smaller units for micropayments. It makes sense, doesn't it? Especially as the value of Bitcoin increases.
I see. So not just for tiny tips, but for more granular transactions overall. It makes sense, I think. And then there's a question about Svelte.
Yeah, seems like someone was curious about the author's experience with that framework. It's always interesting to hear developers' perspectives on different technologies.
It is, and this whole thread about LLMs and their potential impact on Nostra clients, the author seems quite enthusiastic, right?
Oh, definitely. They're advocating for deeper LLM integration, like a grok button for summarizing, translating, and even analyzing sentiment.
I see. So using AI to enhance the Nostra experience, it's ambitious, and they're even suggesting client devs could take a cut of LLM usage fees. That's interesting.
Right? It is. There's also a concern about practical challenges, like the mention of slow response times and potential crashes with large code bases.
Oh, yeah. That can be a real roadblock. The author also touches on the complexities of Bitcoin wallet security, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. The example of Mycelium and isolating signing functionality, it's a reminder of how difficult it can be to balance security and usability.
Right? And the discussion about censorship resistance, the importance of honest miners, it's a big deal. And then there are these snippets about everything from sleep tracking to the gender ratio on Nostr.
Oh? It's really all over the place, isn't it? A real mix of the technical, the social, and the just plain random. But it's engaging nonetheless.
So this feed we're looking at has some pretty diverse topics. Everything from Bitcoin wallet security to the perils of self-driving cars.
Oh, yeah. It's quite a range, isn't it? And there's some pretty strong opinions in here, too. Like the comment about OpenSats and transparency.
Right, I see. The author seems frustrated with the lack of communication regarding grant applications and makes a good point about potentially bypassing the middleman and donating directly to projects.
Yeah, I think so too. It's all about empowering individuals to support the initiatives they believe in. It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And then there's this whole thing about Nostr clients and high engagement posts.
Oh, right. The author's client seems to be struggling with loading large numbers of events. They're advocating for a more localized approach, like prioritizing friends of friends. It seems reasonable.
Yeah, it is, especially in a decentralized environment. It seems efficient. It avoids overwhelming the client with a flood of global data. And there's a bit here about LLM integration in Nostr clients, too.
I see, the idea of a grok button for summarizing and translating. The author actually references Sitter's new feature. He seems rather enthusiastic about integrating it. It makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah, he does. It sounds very useful. But there's a note of caution, too, isn't there? The author acknowledges that LLMs are very useful, but notes there are practical challenges like slow response times, occasional crashes, and potential bias in the summaries.
Right. It's important to acknowledge that LLMs are helpful, but also have limitations. And there's a very brief discussion about QR codes and a link to Lori's blog post. The idea of deliberate misdirection or dual coding or whatever you call it, it's pretty clever.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's almost like a digital sleight of hand. And there are a few comments about bots on Nostr. The author seems concerned about new users being tricked by fake accounts.
Right. He says it's easy to create bot accounts disguised as hot girls. So he raises concern about the impact on new users and makes a good point about using social connections as a way to verify account authenticity.
Yeah, it's a useful heuristic, isn't it? And there are snippets here about everything from sleep tracking to the gender ratio on Nostr. It's quite an eclectic mix. And the author seems to be using their Kindle for something other than reading.
So this feed has some interesting thoughts on Bitcoin, Nostr, and all sorts of tech stuff, but also some very personal anecdotes.
Oh, yeah? It's quite a mix, right? It jumps from technical discussions to personal reflections, even a bit about their cat. It makes the feed really personal.
Right, the picture of their cat from 20 years ago. That's sweet. And then there's this whole technical discussion about Citrine and Tor integration. Pretty complex stuff.
Oh, yeah? Sounds like quite the undertaking. They seem to think it's worth a hefty bounty, like a whole Bitcoin.
Right? A Bitcoin. That's ambitious. They even question the estimated development time, thinking it's less work than what was quoted.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that debate unfold. And then there's the bit about domain sniping and someone being called a terrorist for registering a domain. A bit extreme, don't you think?
Oh, a bit much. They even discuss the etiquette of registering domains related to ongoing open source projects. It is a tricky area.
Yeah, it is. There are definitely some ethical gray areas there. And speaking of tricky, there's this post about shipping companies and KYC requirements. So frustrating.
Oh, right. The author is clearly annoyed. They just want a shipping quote, not to hand over all their personal data first. It's understandable, eh?
Yeah, it is. I've been there. And the screenshot from a Zitter, or whatever they're calling it now, the one about disabling privacy features, creepy.
Right, I see. Disable this privacy setting to continue. So manipulative. And then the author gets all cryptic with Pig Latin, a bit out of the blue, right? A full K.
Oh, yeah, a bit of a non sequitur. But kind of funny, eh? It's that mix of serious technical discussion and random personal musings that makes this feed so unique. It's all over the map.
So this feed is a real whirlwind of topics. We've got Bitcoin wallets, iPhone security, Iranian politics. It's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. It's a fascinating mix, right? From technical deep dives to personal anecdotes, it's quite engaging.
It is. The author's concern about self-custody wallets on iPhones is a bit unsettling. The idea that you're at the mercy of the wallet provider, it's a thought-provoking point.
Yeah, it is, especially with no way to independently verify the binaries. And the point about targeting non-jailbreakable phones, that's a bit scary.
Right? Even if someone reverse-engineered a binary from a jailbroken phone, it wouldn't necessarily reflect the experience on a newer, non-jailbroken device. The provider could be delivering a completely different, potentially backdoored version.
Oh, that's a disturbing thought. And then there's this comment about NVK and selling 7-digit NFTs for $400. A bit of a head-scratcher.
Right? The author seems skeptical, to say the least, and the fanboys calling critics commies, that's something else.
Yeah, it is. Then we jump to Bitcoin's price hitting 93. The author anticipates resistance at 95K. It's interesting to see these real-time reactions to market movements.
Right? It's like a glimpse into a trader's mind. And then Kessler syndrome and ICBMs. What a combination. Using space debris as a defense strategy. That's out there.
Oh, yeah. It's a wild idea. And the screenshot of what looks like a military exercise or something, a bit ominous.
Right? I see. And then, bam, we're back to Bitcoin. This time it's about OpenSats and relay donations. The author's got some strong opinions on how those funds should be used. It's a complex issue.
Oh, yeah, they advocate for charging for relays and using zaps for less predictable expenses. It makes sense. Then we get this bookmarklet for sentiment analysis. That sounds fun.
Right? Analyzing Noster posts with AI. The author is clearly excited about the possibilities, even though the code isn't perfect. And it's dirt cheap, apparently.
Yeah, less than a cent per post. And then there's this plea to client devs, especially Nostrudel, to help categorize posts with tags, using LLMs to make sense of the Noster firehose. Ambitious.
It is. And the screenshot of a bot paying 50 cents for a microtask. That's cool. A glimpse into the future of work, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Micropayments on Noster. It has potential. And then the author rediscovers LinkedIn. It seems like a common experience checking it sporadically for messages. It's funny.
Right? I see. And then Netflix and public stream stress testing. Is it still going on? The author wonders. And then, weird, sad, cringe. What was that all about?
Oh, yeah. A bit cryptic. And then back to prediction markets and election manipulation. The author questions how a betting market could actually influence voter behavior. It's interesting.
Right? It makes you wonder how much of a role these markets play in politics, doesn't it? And then offline browsing on Noster, a feature many users crave, being able to interact even without an internet connection.
Oh, yeah, it's a desirable feature, especially in areas with unreliable internet access. And the discussion about cremation and bones turning to ash, a bit morbid, eh?
Right? A bit out of the blue. But then again, this feed is all over the map. The author even questions the financial motivations of Nostr developers. Are they cash poor or just principled? It's a good point.
Yeah, it is. And then, no strudel as a torrent tracker. The author seems confused. It's not a typical use case for a social client. But intriguing, eh?
Right, dropping magnet links in posts. How would that even work? And then back to cremation. This time it's about bone grinding. A rather, graphic image.
Oh, yeah, a bit much. Then the author gets annoyed with Google Play's KYC requirements. Having their home address displayed publicly just for selling apps? Not cool.
So, this person's talking about making some money from an app, right? $300 over 15 years. Not exactly a fortune.
Oh, yeah? Hardly a king's ransom. And they're fine with it going away, it seems. But they can't get rid of it. That's frustrating.
It is. Then they shift gears completely, talking about Valparaiso, a sudden travelogue interlude.
Oh, yeah? Say hello if you get there. Very random. And then asking someone which way they are heading. Chile, maybe?
Right? A very stream of consciousness kind of feed. And then bam, a Netflix recommendation. La Sociedad de la Nieve. Never heard of it.
Oh, me neither. Then it's back to something technical. Half an hour was enough. What were they looking at?
Right? Cryptic. And something about Ariard and binaries and distrusting moderation issues in a protocol repository. This is dense.
Oh, yeah, it is. And Ellen Wallet devs, what's the connection? They're worried about something.
I see. And then something about a COSI, a code of conduct, a 3-month ban. This is getting complicated.
Oh, it is. And a Nostr profile ID. Are they trying to investigate something? It's like a digital detective story.
Right? And then stolen goods, black markets, a sudden shift in tone.
Oh, yeah, not the kind of black market I like. Intriguing. Then they're talking about monthly fees and sustainable businesses. And zaps?
Right. High monthly fees and big zaps. Are they talking about some kind of premium service? It's unclear. And then something about awkward people doing awkward things. A bit of social commentary.
Oh, yeah, if you do awkward stuff, at least own it. True. And then, are they questioning someone's existence? Maybe he does and we will never know. Deep.
Right? Existential musings. Then wham, you are short 18 BTC. Back to Bitcoin, I guess. Ouch.
Oh, yeah? That's gotta hurt. But they seem to be taking it in stride. Not as bad as I first thought. And glad it's pushing them towards alternatives.
Right? A resilient spirit. And then, time for bed, apparently, after seeing a hairless dog sleeping. Random.
Oh, yeah, very random. And disappointed about shitcoins and smart contracts not having real-world use cases, a common sentiment.
So, this person's got some strong opinions on Bitcoin, scammers, and everything in between.
Oh, yeah, it's quite the mix, isn't it? From personal anecdotes about scam calls to philosophical musings about life on Jupiter.
Right? The story about the convincing scammer impersonating their bank, that's scary stuff.
Oh, yeah, they knew so much personal information. It's a reminder of how vulnerable we are in the digital age. And their critique of BE Pass, that's a good point.
Right? How two authorization requests can look identical, even if they're for different passwords. That's a design flaw. And then they jump to Elon Musk and space travel. A bit of a leap, eh?
Oh, yeah, from banking scams to the limits of rocketry on Earth-like planets. It's a broad range of interests. And the discussion about life on gas giants, fascinating.
Right? Could intelligent life even develop on Jupiter? And how would they communicate? It's mind-boggling. And then they're back down to Earth, worried about their daughter glued to a screen.
Oh, yeah, it's relatable, isn't it? The constant struggle with screen time and the hypocrisy of telling kids to get off their devices while we're glued to ours. He's pretty self-aware.
Right. He acknowledges his own screen time struggles. And then it's back to technical stuff. Secure elements, MCUs, cold card wallets.
Oh, yeah, it gets pretty dense there. Auditing hardware, verifying binaries, complex stuff. And then marketing claims and the lactose-free deception. That's a good example.
Right? How misleading labeling can become the norm. And then a rant about finding real holograms. It's all over the place, eh?
Oh, yeah? From holograms to Satoshi Nakamoto and Money Electric. He even throws in a GIF. And then LLMs and their inherent political bias. A pretty diverse feed.
Right. And the discussion about censorship on Nostr, a controversial topic. And Nostrudel's display issues with videos. It's a mix of the profound and the mundane.
Oh, yeah. And the plea for a decentralized jobs board. That would be cool. and local feeds based on location. It's ambitious, but the practical challenges, proof of location, preventing fake posts, tricky stuff.
Right, and then he's advertising a job, lead software developer, JavaScript, Noster, Bitcoin. Seems like a dream job for someone. And the discussion about GitHub and forking etiquette, that's pretty niche.
Oh yeah, it is. And then I'm 1 week of groceries short Bitcoin. A bit of dark humor, eh? But he seems optimistic. And then the sudden travelogue to Valparaiso. Say hello if you get there. Very random.
Right, and the Netflix recommendation, La Sociedad de la Nieve, and cryptic technical comments. Half an hour was enough. What was he doing? And then LN wallet devs and a code of conduct violation, a 3-month ban. It's getting intriguing.
Oh, yeah, it is. And stolen goods, black markets, not the kind of black market I like. What does that mean? And then high monthly fees, big zaps, and awkward people. It's a real roller coaster and existential musings. Maybe he does, and we will never know. Deep.
So this feed we're looking at seems to be obsessed with video links. Lots and lots of video links, like dozens of them, all from venoster.build. What's going on here?
Oh, yeah, it's like a fire hose of video content. Are they all different, or is there some repetition?
Right, that's what I'm wondering. There are a few that show up multiple times, like NVBE, ZJVZ. It's a bit strange.
Oh, yeah, it is. Maybe they're testing something, or just really like those particular videos. It's hard to say. And then there's this image link. Did you see that one?
I see. The one on Nostop Build. Yeah, something about Peter and Satoshi and pedantic replies. It's a bit cryptic.
Oh, yeah, it is. They're challenging the proof, it seems. Something about compiling a collection of similar replies to prove Peter is also 12,000 other people. That's a bit out there. It's absurd.
Right? It's wild. And then image not found. What happened there? A broken link? Or did they delete something? It's hard to know, eh? But still. It's intriguing.
Yeah, it is. It's like a little digital mystery. This whole feed is a bit of a puzzle, isn't it? What's with all those videos?